The idea for the Roots Project came out of some of the other work that I had done and that Richard Stedman Jones had done on student engagement and additions to the classroom experience via technology and via making students actually do work. And we had found that a lot of that work that we use through bulletin boards, for example, and enhanced resources, created much richer seminar experiences. And that sparked the idea. And then when Richard and I talked about this, our research areas overlapped to some extent. Then there is this amazing text called Roots, which is still one of the kind of most viewed television programs ever. It even beat multiple Super Bowls in America.
One of the things that really strikes you when you look at the detail is the way that it brings together the research aspects of the staff interests and the teaching aspect of it. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
I think research is open-ended, and I think students come in with a completely kind of fresh approach. For them, it's completely new. But the students are researchers. They undergo that experience. They have knowledge of current race relations. What we have found, and what's been tremendously exciting, is that when you make students active, they produce research. It's not the type of research that you find in the scholarly journals, but it could come there. For example, one of the creative writing projects has produced an article in Pedagogy that with a student author. In a way, it's been an unintended consequence of ours. You know, when you go, well, let's get students active and involved in their material, and the surprise has been what overwhelming rich material they produce.
So doing anything like this is obviously risky because it's new, because it's trying to bring things together that traditionally aren't. So what advice would you have to anybody else who's sort of taking a bit of a step into the unknown?
Not to be too prescriptive and enjoy taking the risk. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. It doesn't matter. You know, it matters because you can say, why didn't this work? When the students understand that the tutors are genuine, these are genuine concerns, these are genuine new approaches, we are trying to learn something altogether, the students respond incredibly well to that. If we make them the subjects of experiments, where we have preset answers and preset outcomes, I don't think that works. And one of the challenging things for us has been to work within a kind of institutional framework where you need to have aims, objective outcomes that are incredibly prescriptive. And for us to then be able to say we don't know what the outcomes are might not work as well within an institutional framework as is desired in many educational frameworks.